Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy TP Tomlin back at the helm in front of the mega fight here at the Sports City Food Fight. I done took off this blazer, loosened up the tie, stepped aside. The Kitchen Timeless is alive.
One, two. Check me out right here, yo.
Yo, the sun don't shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Better now than never, business before pleasure. P. Diddy and the fam, who you know do it better? Yeah, right, no matter what, we airtight. So when you hear something, make sure you hear it right. Don't make an ass out of yourself by assuming. Our music keeps you moving, what are you proving? You know that I'm two levels above you, baby. Talk me, baby, I'ma make you love me, baby. Talking crazy ain't gonna get you nothing but choke. And that jealousy is only gonna leave you broke. So the only thing left now is God for these cats. And babe, you know you too hard for these cats. I'ma win cause I'm too smart for these cats. While they making up facts,
in the commission, you ask for permission to hit him. He don't like me, him and wild wife, he was with him. You heard of us, the murderer, smoke shady. Been on the low lately, the feds hate me. The son of they say my killing's too blatant. You hesitating, I'm in your mama crib waiting. Duct taping, your fam, destiny lays in my hands. Cat lays in my waist. Francis, M to the is H phenomenal. Gun rest under your vest, body your abdominal. So I could buy a few cars, then I pick a few flows, so I could pick a few holes. Excellence is my present. Never tense, never hesitate. Leave a nigga bent, real quick, real sick. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, rap done. Ridiculous, and I'm quick to bust if my ends you touch. Kiss a girl you touch, in this world I clutch. Two auto, mattos. Call me Fatso, now you call me Castro. My rap flows militant, y'all faggots ain't killing shit. Oops, Chris Stout keeps spilling shit. You overdid it, homes. You in the danger zone, you shouldn't be alone. Hold hands and say it like me, the most shady, Frankie baby. Ben.
The calling number is 907-889-9593. You got the next 60 minutes locked and loaded with Sports City. Y'all could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with the chef. We got a lot of interesting stuff going on in the boxing world today. Interesting undercard to pop off, but of course everybody's in front of this mega fight, and I have to say it like this because we are here in the middle of November, and the fight world wants to see how this goes down because the winner basically gets Triple G. So I can't wait to get into this situation, see how the people around Sports City feel about this fight. Again, the call the number 917-889-9592. Take it, everybody that's been downloading us. The numbers have been looking great. On behalf of Sports City, I will say that. First thing I want to jump into, first things first, till I get everything situated here in the kitchen area, was a couple of interesting bouts that went down yesterday. I don't know if we get to too much of those. I did want to talk about upcomers or guys that have big names in the boxing world as well, like Lomachenko, you know, things like that of that nature. But, of course, we got everybody looking at the situation in front of Sal Canelo, Alvarez and Miguel Cotto. Who do you like? This is the title that I have around the show. Who you got? The boxing technician or the boxing slugger? And I don't want to take too much away from Canelo because Canelo has boxing tactics, but you know I think Cotto is a little more tactical while he's in the ring. So I that's why I called him the technician. Especially he's on a 3-bout streak right now, being Canelo. So I mean, excuse me. Not Canelo. Cotto. Cotto's on a three-fight streak. So, and this is after he fought Floyd. if he wins this fight, he gets back to the lineal middleweight championship situation as well. So, there's a lot on the line. I know Canelo will definitely be there, and the boxing world will definitely be inspired to see what's going on. Supposed to have Nacho here early. He's not here right now. I know there was some situations that he wanted to touch on before we got into the big portion of the fight, but I will spill into the undercard situation. Now, a big name, at least for me, in the boxing situation is Guillermo Rigondo is fighting tonight. And I think this is a tune-up fight, if you will, in front of Drian Francisco at the featherweight weight class. And knowing that Rigondo definitely want to be more defensive fighters and he's southpaw, so he's going to bring that fight as well. I want to see him fight somebody that brings the fight to him. I think Francisco can give him a challenge as well. But Redondo is one of these names that a lot of people are looking to. Like Canelo had built himself up, you know, to be a world-renowned name, as well as Triple G as well. I think this is a fight that he needs to win and can't, you know, can't really get bruised up, battered in this situation. Fighting a guy that, you know, hasn't really made a big steam about himself compared to Redondo. But this is one of the guys that that is on the undercard. A lot of people are looking to, you know, fill the seats before that fight begins with Cotto Alvarez to see how this does end up taking place. So I think Redondo will be successful tonight. Hopefully, I don't jinx the situation by talking about it. There's other featherweights fighting out there as well. You got Velez and Rios as well fighting another 10-round bout. And I don't know if that's a situation where they challenge him or throw his name out there before Redondo, because I know he'd probably be the fight right before the Cotto Alvarez bout. But we'll see how that does end up panning out as well. But why not, you know, jump into the situation about the Cotto Canelo situation now? Here's an interesting situation that happened in the weigh-in on Thursday. Knowing that this is a middleweight bout, Cotto weighed in at 153.5 pounds, and Canelo is at 155. You know, they're near each other in weight. Canelo already outweighs him by a pound and a half. And normally when these guys come into the fight on a Saturday, they basically gain a lot of that water weight back. So he's already naturally bigger than Cotto. And this was something that Cotto was actually talking about in the interview, stating that, you know, Canelo's the bigger boxer, but he has to be smart. And I know a lot of people, that if you follow me or whatever, I was actually posting interesting things about it. Freddie Roach is strongly talking up the situation where Cotto should be able to take care of business up against Canelo, saying that he's the smarter fighter. He knows that Canelo may be the stronger fighter in this match, but he thinks that his boxer should be able to do work up against Canelo as well. So I really feel like a situation where Freddie Roach should stop writing checks. I don't want to say a situation where Cotto can't cash him, but I more or less would not have Canelo fighting him with a chip on his shoulder, because we all know Canelo is a guy that basically swings for the fences and try to get you out of there as quick as possible, similar to Gennady Golovkin, because I really haven't seen too many fights carry Canelo into the later rounds, because guys that basically stand there and take that punishment don't stand on their feet too long. So this is something that I'm looking to, and Cotto is a guy that, I mean, he has an interesting chin. We've seen him get dropped before. We've seen him take punishment in the ring as well. I'm hoping that Freddie Roach has trained them to the T to be able to basically stand toe-to-toe. I mean, this is a situation where you got to look at it like this, because it's not like Cotto shies away from, you know, contact. Believe me, it's going to be a situation where this is going to be a knock-em-out, drag-em-out type of fight. And I call this a super fight or mega bout, however you look at it. But I'm wondering what he is going to look like or what he does end up weighing in at tonight before they get into this fight. So on the Canelo side of the situation, his trainer, you know, as they faced off in the situation with Max Kellerman, he basically said that he didn't want to get into a jousting situation going back and forth with Freddie Roach, because that's Freddie Roach's job, to talk up the boxer, try and get inside the boxer's head. And Canelo's already been through these situations, especially fighting a big fight up against Floyd Mayweather as well. So this is going to be pretty interesting that Canelo is actually trying to be humble about the situation, knowing that the history between Puerto Rico and Mexico and Mexican boxers being the big names in sport of boxing as well. And Cotto, if Cotto's successful, he'll be the first Puerto Rican born, well, he was actually born in Rhode Island or whatever, but he'll be the first Puerto Rican bloodline, if you will, to win a championship in four different weight classes. So this is actually saying a bit much about what Cotto is faced with and trying to bring back. Now, interesting enough, Cotto already had to not only lose a belt because he refused to pay a certain amount to the, I think it's the WBO, if I'm not mistaken. He had to pay $800,000, if I'm not mistaken, to Triple G to kind of steer clear of the situation. He had to pay another $300,000 on top of that. So us being the people on the outside looking in, I'm not putting up $1.1 million. So I do understand where he's coming from, and I want to keep some of this money in my pocket. But that's a big chunk of change, if you will, to Cotto in this matter. So I don't know how this is going to work out. Hopefully, I'm still at the edge of my seat on the selection on who I like in this fight, if it's Cotto or Canelo. I feel like if Canelo keeps him in the middle of the ring and can actually throw those dangerous hooks, I mean, Cotto could be in trouble. But if Cotto is great on his defense, making sure Canelo doesn't, you know, gaze into those big contact hooks or power shots, I think Cotto has a legit shot. But if Cotto can get Canelo dizzy in this fight or have him on his heel, that's another thing to look forward to. So I want to see if Cotto can try and bring this fight to Canelo. I know a lot of people don't think it could happen. But we'll have to see. Both of them got that tune-up type of fight in front of Floyd Mayweather, so I don't know. I don't know. I'm really skeptical about picking the boxer in this one. I got a lot of people that I know that are from Puerto Rico that think Canelo can do this, do the task and do the unthinkable and give Canelo his second loss, where, you know, I know a lot of Mexican nature people as well, and they don't feel like a Mexican can lose to a Puerto Rican fighter. So this is very interesting. Let's see how this is going to end up going down. I truthfully think that if Canelo's in that ring third or fourth round and Cotto's getting connected with, I think Canelo can stop him. However, like I said, his defense has to be on top. Like he literally has to make Canelo miss a lot, because you don't want to take a lot of those shots. If Canelo Canelo means bull, you don't want to hit. You don't want to be hit by this guy. So this is going to be an unfortunate situation. You know, tune-up fight, if you will. And I don't even want to call this a tune-up fight. I think this is going to be a major match before whoever the winner may be taking on Triple G. Now, Triple G is on the outside looking in, and if Canelo wins, I think that'll be even more of a big-time fight for the boxing world to watch Triple G and Canelo go at it, where Canelo is still the younger boxer. Triple G is in his 30s as well. However, if Cotto were to be successful, I mean, it's only so much running that a lot of these boxers can do. A lot of people don't really want to take that fight up against Triple G. I think a lot of them don't want to end up getting knocked out, because that's the way he's been finishing guys. Is these guys have not been able to leave the ring as they want to, or wait until the 12th round to see whose hand's getting raised for a decision. Triple G has been taking care of his business, being Gennady Golovkin. So, I don't know. I don't know. I'm shaky about the situation, but we will see. We will see. The calling number is 917-889-9592. Waiting to see what's going on with Nacho right now. I do have a technical difficulty situation from him, which he's letting me know about this. So I'm hoping that he can get here shortly, Sports City. I'm trying to hang on to him. I will give you a bit intermission as I try to contact him. Bear with us.
As luck would have it, one of America's two most powerful villains of the next decade. The villains themselves were ultimately responsible for much of the popularity. Audiences loved to hate. The importance of the villain was not overlooked. Of course, one of the worst of all was Mad Villain.
They had what's on your evil mind?
Hold your insulting tongue and mark my words.
Villain.
Villain.
What do you want? Silence! Silence, I say! All of you!
Is an introduction really necessary for someone we all know so well?
All right, Sports City. Well, he's letting me know that he can't get here, Sports City. So I'm Gonna have to close this one up. He's having technical difficulty. I'm gonna try and get this done later. If not, you will hear from us tomorrow on the brunch. I'm sorry about this mishap. Please get back to us. We will be back in the next 24 hours. Thank you.